Roman numeral 7. Genesis 37 through 47 is a record of the process of Jacob's maturity. A. In Genesis 27, we see a splendor in chapter 37 and a transformed man, and at the end of chapter 47, a mature person. B. The last stage of transformation is maturity, the fullness of life. Small a. God's eternal purpose can only be accomplished through our transformation and maturity. Small 2. Maturity is a matter of having the divine life imparted into us again and again until we have the fullness of life. C. Maturity is a matter of the enlargement of capacity. Small 1. Maturity in life is the sum total of receiving the discipline of the Holy Spirit. Hebrews 12:10. For they disciplined for a few days as it seems good to them, but he for what is profitable, that we might partake of his holiness. Small 2. Others might see a person who has matured in life, but they cannot see the accumulated discipline of the Holy Spirit which that person has received secretly day after day throughout the years. D. God will sovereignly use persons, things, and events to empty us of everything that has filled us and to take away every preoccupation so that we may have an increased capacity to be filled with God. E. The life of Jacob reveals that everything that happens to us is under God's sovereignty for our transformation and maturity. Nothing is accidental. Small 1. In order to become mature, Jacob first had to suffer the loss of Joseph, the treasure of his heart. Small 2. A mature believer has learned that God is merciful and all-sufficient to meet his needs in every kind of situation. Genesis 43:14. And may the all-sufficient God grant you mercy before the man. Small 3. His trust and rest are altogether in the mercy of his all-sufficient God, no longer in himself or in his ability. Small 4. The strongest sign of Jacob's maturity was his blessing others. Genesis 48:15. And he blessed Joseph and said, "The God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has shepherded me all my life to this day." 16. The angel who has redeemed me from all evil blessed the boys.